We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy on a hump day Wednesday. Hump day. All right, that's all the normal stuff we normally do at the start of the Wednesday show. I don't even know what to say for it. I mean, first and foremost, happy to be back. Thanks to Nick for filling in the last couple of days and Brian and Wendy and Randy for holding it down. I had to take care of some family stuff, so very happy to be back today. Also, in studio for the first time since March. And something that Randy and I talk about, how much I wanted to be back here and how he would happily work from home forever. I didn't expect it to be like this, though. Get that phone call this morning at like 8 and was like, well, you're going to have to come in because... So, all right, so here we are. Unfortunately, and I know, you know, John and Hugh have been mentioning this throughout the morning. There's a couple technical issues going on around here. We're working through it. We don't have Randy yet. What we do have is Hugh Douglas hanging around.
Holla.
And I getting to just see you for the first time in 6 months is really
nice.
You
look a little different, but I have a question. I have a question, because as I sit, you sit across from me and I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Are those the headphones that you fixed about 3 months ago? Are those the same headphones that you were mad at that somebody broke?
Yes.
And you fixed them?
Uh-huh. And I took them home with me and I've been using them from my house for 6 months.
Boy, I tell you.
And when I got in my car this morning, I was like, you know what? I'm probably going to need those headphones.
Yes,
I don't have headphones.
Like, I'm looking like, damn, you really,
I really like them. I really like how they sound. And they are. They're the same. They're the same ones.
I'm like, because I remember when you fixed them.
Because Rob Tribble would steal them from me on the weekends. They were in my mailbox.
Yes.
And he would take them from me every single Saturday and Sunday, which is fine. Use them, whatever. It's okay.
Yeah.
He just would never put them back, which was a little frustrating. But then one time he broke them and he left them in here. And I got some red duct tape.
Yeah,
and I fixed
them. You got them right.
Here's the thing. And you probably like this in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
When you find something you like, it's hard to change from
replace it.
I just really like the way these headphones, I don't like how they look, but I like how they sound.
I got you.
And when I try to use other ones, Randy gave me some really nice headphones to try out one day.
And you couldn't do it.
Well, they were too nice. Like, I could hear all the flaws and everything that I was saying. These headphones are so old and bad, it makes me sound good in my head, which I like.
I know what you're saying, because I have a nice pair of headphones that I got for Christmas last year. There's some Beats that I could wear to work, but
nice.
I don't. And Sean gave me a pair. Now he's looking at me like I can see how he's looking at me. And he always say, well, what about the headphones? I still got them because he gave them to me, and they're cheap.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like I'm going to keep those and keep the nice ones for home.
Yeah, That makes sense.
Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense. So I got you.
So how are you, man?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. Hungry.
Good to see you. Yeah, thanks for hanging out.
I was about to go, you know, eat. Go to the doctor and go eat.
Yeah.
Because they got, like, free food over there.
Because he just did 4 hours of work before.
Yeah, but I'm a team player, man, and you asked me to be here, and I'm like, you know what? I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm hungry as hell, though, but I'm cool.
I got some plantain chips in my bag.
Nah, I'm cool.
No?
I'm going to go ahead and get that free meal over there. I don't want to take your meal.
Free meal?
Yeah, it's at the Nuber Tea. I get it's like they got, like, snacks.
Oh.
They got, like, a plethora of, like, snacks. When you walk in, it's like a man cave. Like, it's a place you go. It's a wellness center. They, you know, you get your blood work done. They check you. They get your weight and stuff. They monitor that for you and everything. It's like a weight loss league. You know,
they
give you, like, hair implants and stuff if you need them. I'm not getting hair implants, if you were wondering.
I was going to say, I could donate. No. I got plenty over here.
No, it's like, and I'm going to go over there and eat the snacks. I'm going to just eat the whole meal.
Okay, good.
Nobody's going to stop me. Not right about now.
I dare him to try.
Yeah, it's not about right now.
Hey, so the Braves have a playoff game today.
Yes.
They play today at noon, which, you know, it isn't the ideal scenario for a variety of different reasons.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't played a noon game all season. I think me personally, you know, if I'm just a casual baseball fan nationally, might want to see the Braves offense in prime time, not while I'm at work. Me locally, I would much rather have the Braves be in prime time so more people could watch it. Also would like it for not to be right in the middle of our show.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Beggars can't be choosers. The Braves got to go out and win today because game one of a 3-game series is obviously more important than a 5 or 7-game series.
Agreed.
And, I mean, let's put this whole situation we're in right now to rest at least for a day. Like, it's been a really bad couple weeks. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah,
it's been a bad couple decades, honestly.
Yeah, well, we were talking about that this morning, and I understand that, you know, and John likes to do the polls where he's talking about, you know, taking the temperature, the pulse of the fans.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a couple people out there. There are a lot of optimistic people. There's a few pessimistic people, and they're getting lumped in. The Braves are kind of getting lumped in with what's going on with the Falcons mm-hmm. right now. And, you know, the issues that Atlanta United are having. And I was just basically saying that you need to let it stand on its own merit. And the one positive is that the Braves' bats have been pretty hot over the last couple weeks. So you're going into a playoff series with a team that hasn't been in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not saying Trevor Bauer has faced tomato cans, but when you talk about the level of hitters that he's faced, not the same as the Braves. So that you got that going for you.
You absolutely do. And all of that is more important than the pessimism of, you know, things have been going bad. Falcons have blown 2 big leads in a row. Atlanta United is tough.
But who's counting? We're talking about we're going back to the Super Bowl, but
you know. Oh yeah, all together.
I mean, I'm just being yeah, you know, not to be that guy.
No, there's I don't think there's any such thing as that guy right now with the Falcons. Anything
really.
You say about that team is justifiable right now. And you know, as much as I would have loved to have been here Monday, and you know,
no, you wouldn't.
I'm kind of you know, it wasn't end of the world not to be here Monday morning.
Monkey Pan, let me tell you, because like watching that game, that game.
Here we go. We're doing Falcons.
I mean, I was just having a flashback.
Yeah, have a flashback. Go on.
I was just having that, and I hate to do that to you.
No.
It was like you didn't miss much because it was probably the same thing that you saw the week before you left.
Yeah,
probably the same thing. I'm not gonna burden you with all the details, but it wasn't nothing that you haven't seen.
I just don't know what you say at this point. You know, like everything that you said 2 weeks ago.
If y'all really love me as much as you say you do. Why the hell y'all keep blowing fourth quarter leads?
Sure.
I mean, because, you know, you hear, what was it? Dante Fowler
mm-hmm.
gets up in the locker room. And I'm sorry to switch gears on you, but you kind of hit it, you know, we kind of hit the nerve.
I mean, we worked enough together to know that I don't.
It kind of goes.
You go wherever you want. I'll just try to follow.
But, you know, you hear stories of, and if I'm a fan and I'm listening, you hear like, hey, well, we like Coach Quinn. We need to do. We
cool.
like Coach Quinn, and we need to play better.
I like him too.
Dang, bro. I mean, but that's not. It's not being indicated on the field.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much that goes into that, man. You know, you could talk about the play calling. You could throw that in there. You look at the execution and things of that nature, dude. It ain't about whether you like me or not. It's about you got to go out there and do your job. Heads need to roll.
Yeah, I mean, like is fine. That's cool. I'm glad they like him. That it would be worse, I guess, if they didn't and there was a rift in the locker room or something. But it would be better if they didn't like him and they were 3-0. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Or at least 2-1.
They should be. I mean, they absolutely should be 2-1, obviously. I mean, the two games you cough up that in historic fashion. We said this all week last week. Falcons keep ending up being that one. There's all these big numbers on the left side of the statistic, and then there's that one on the other, and that one just tends to be the Falcons. 440-0. Well, now it's 440-1.
Yeah.
The Falcons are that one. Only one team's ever fit, whatever.
Yeah.
The Braves like Brian Snitker, too, but that's not the reason he's the manager of that team. The reason he's the manager of that team is because they go to the playoffs every single year.
They're in the discussion, and they're a team that is on the cusp of a lot of people might feel breaking out.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about some of the moves that they've made or the lack of moves that they've made, they've benefited tremendously from them. You know, you talk about Marcell Ozuna and what he's meant to the team when you've moved on from Josh Donaldson. I mean, that's pretty tremendous. And the fact that he was, what, player of the week 2 weeks in a row or two times in 1 month or something like that, I mean, that's phenomenal. So it's a progression of getting better. And today is the first step in taking that next step in getting over that hump and actually winning a playoff series.
So the Braves just put out their roster for this series.
Mm-hmm.
Couple interesting names not on the roster. No Ender Inciarte.
Mm.
Ender Inciarte left off, meaning Christian Pache on the playoff roster for this three-game series. Also, William Contreras, Braves carrying three catchers. So William Contreras will be on the roster starting today as well. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. Hugh Douglas, super nice for hanging out. We appreciate it. We're going to track Randy down. We're going to find him. We'll come back and get to what's trending, including what Brian Snitker could possibly be talking about here.
Maybe. You know what? And that's one of those things of...
Yeah, sounds confident. We'll tell you what he was actually talking about coming up next. It's the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, with Hugh hanging out also on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
Maybe. You know what? And that's one of those things of, you know, I think our eyes will tell us where he's at. He'll, I'm sure, be forthright with us. And again, if he can go five innings, that'd be great.
Would it? Would that be great? Five plus, maybe. Maybe six or seven. That's Brian Snitker talking about what he hopes to get from Max Fried today when the Braves take on the Reds in game one of the wild card series. Best of three, by the way. So, you know, getting game one is pretty vital. Max Fried on the mound. I know it's been confusing with Max over the last couple of weeks. Had the little side issue. Then he was on the IL. Then he comes back. His velocity looks funny. Then he kind of tweaks his ankle. So not really going into the playoffs riding your ace or any pitcher, unfortunately. But that's been the deal for the Braves all season long, man. I mean, dealing with bad breaks and just bad starting pitching has been their part of their story. The fact that they're 35-25, even with that, is also part of their story and pretty incredible. And the Reds have great starting pitching, or very, very good starting pitching. The Braves have great offense. So we find out if the old adage is true, Randy. Great pitching stops great offense. I don't know if the Reds have great pitching. They have good pitching. We'll see.
Yeah, and I think that you're going to have to look at it like this. This is how I kind of summed it up. You remember back in the day when they talked about Golden State Warriors could win a championship shooting the three?
Yeah.
This, in baseball, you can't win without good pitching. And good pitching beats good hitting. So hopefully during this series, with the way that the Braves' bats have been, that it can overcome some pretty good pitching.
Yeah, that's a great example. I mean, they say you can't win certain ways because teams haven't done it.
Yeah.
Well, until a team does it, you know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Look at the way the quarterback position is played in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
For decades, we were told it couldn't be done. Well, now everybody wants a guy like that.
Yeah, but I will say this, and since you brought up Monday Night Football, well, you brought up football in general, I think Monday night goes to show you that you still need to win from the pocket. You still need to be a quarterback that you can have all those tools.
Yeah, you got to be able to do all
of it. But you still got to be able to throw it from the pocket.
No, I agree with that. So again, Braves Reds today at noon, game one of the wild card round. They did just release the roster. We mentioned Christian Pache, one of the outfielders that's going to be on the roster. No Ender Inciarte. Also, and some Randy's going to join us eventually.
That's his guy.
He'll be happy to know.
That's his guy.
No 77. No, 7-7. That dude.
No, yeah.
No Luke Jackson on the playoff roster for the Braves.
He ain't too much a fan of that guy.
It's the right move. He was bad. I mean, he was inconsistent last year. He was bad this year, and they kept him off the play because there's no reason to have a guy like that in the playoffs. Now, the one thing that is confusing to me is if Ender Inciarte wasn't going to be a part of the playoff equation, or even if there was a possibility that Ender Inciarte wasn't going to be a part of the playoff equation, why was he playing all these last few weeks?
Well,
and Christian Pache wasn't? Like, what was the point of having Ender even on the team if he wasn't going to be? And maybe they bring him back for the next series.
That's what I was about to say. Can I speculate? Maybe they're trying to groom Pache for him to come up next season. maybe they want him to have that experience. Maybe it's one of those things where, you know, they're looking at being perennial playoff contenders, and he needs to be a big part of that. Maybe that's it.
No, I agree.
Maybe they're looking at his bat.
And I think long term, Pache absolutely is a part of the equation.
He's a name. That's the name we've been hearing today. Yeah, that's the name that we've been hearing for a long time. That is going to be a part of this thing. So now I guess it's better than ever.
We just all saw Ender. I don't know. Whatever. Ender's not on the roster. That's the good thing. We don't have to worry about him getting at bats in playoff games, or at least these next two or three playoff games. We'll see if they decide to bring him back for if the Braves advance, because that's the first thing that needs to happen.
If
Braves haven't won a playoff series since 2001. I know everybody knows that stat very thoroughly. Even winning a three-game series counts for me.
Yeah.
Get this one, then get into the five-gamer.
Even with the expanded playoff series, a win is a win.
A win is a win. We'll take it. Another name that is on the roster, we didn't know whether or not Chris Martin was going to be there. Here's Brian Snitker on Chris Martin.
You know, I think when he came in yesterday, I think he was surprised at really that how good he felt. You know, it's probably good. I'm glad he said something, because if he'd have stayed out there, it might have been something really bad. But I think when he felt it, you know, he's done it before and all, so he knows what it is. And it was probably good that we got him out of there and you know, had a couple days to treat him. But coming in yesterday, he told George from the get-go that it feels really good.
Again, there we go. Gonna say Brian Snitker talking about Chris Martin.
When you try your best but you don't succeed.
Chris Martin, Hugh, not only Braves relief pitcher, also lead singer for the popular rock band Coldplay.
Let me go ahead and leave that one alone. I don't know Coldplay. I was about to say something.
No, go on. I would love to get your candid opinion on Coldplay.
What did Coldplay say? Because everybody's looking at me. They're waiting to see for my reaction. I don't know any Coldplay songs.
Well, they sang this.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
That is one of the songs they sang.
Can I get another one?
They sang this, too. Well, I think this is just another part of the same song. They had a popular song called Yellow.
I do know it was all yellow.
Yeah, that's them. That's them.
Now I'm with you. Yes,
there
it
you
was
go.
All yellow. Because I remember the video.
Yeah, you do.
Because he was walking on the beach.
Yeah, it was rainy.
It
had like
was
a raincoat
all yellow.
On.
Yeah.
There you go.
Something. Yeah, I'm with you. I know you are. Y'all had me, everybody looking and laughing. Like I'm like everybody else get the joke but me.
By the way, everyone looking and laughing is something that we are not familiar with.
Yeah.
Because Hugh and I are in studio today. We're having technical difficulties.
We ain't had this many people in the studio in a while. Well, I just want to point out, Orange coming back from COVID.
Yeah.
Like he,
amen.
He just been back. So when he coughing, it still makes me nervous. I'm just going to put.
Orin would be the most safe, right?
I'm just saying. I don't know.
We got Brian Gebhardt in there, Sean Thompson, the underboss.
Like, I don't trust Brian either, because Brian ain't took his mask off since he's been here.
I feel like it's just nice to be getting a human reaction. Like, normally, I don't know what your setup is like at home, but I'm
alone.
But, like, I'm looking out a window at an empty yard.
Yeah.
Occasionally, a squirrel will be there.
I'm looking at a TV.
They never laugh at my
jokes. Looking at a TV. But I will say this. This is the most people that I have been around in a long time. And I have to say, I'm starting to get a little nervous. Just a little bit.
Wait.
With all these masks and coughing with COVID guys.
I'm all the way over here. You're all the way over there.
I'm just saying. This is Starting to fool with my anxiety a little
bit. No, I'm with you. I understand. We haven't been doing anything.
Yeah. Like, this is the most people I've been around for an extended period of time in a long time.
I've been hanging out with a baby.
Oh, a beautiful little baby girl.
And my wife. And that's
But that's kind of like, that's...
It's awesome.
I love it. I would give anything right now to...
Go on.
We'll go ahead and leave that
one
alone.
Come on. To do what? The warm leg?
What?
You'd give anything for a warm leg? That's what Randy calls it.
Yeah.
A little companionship?
Yeah. I'm going to go on. Yeah.
Watch out now!
By the way...
Because the underboss is looking at me like, boy, way, whatever you about to say.
We'll get into this. I know you probably are not going to get this reference at all, but the 4 to 6 week checkup...
I know what you're talking about. I get that reference.
Oh yeah,
because you in that area where
slept good last night, Hugh.
Because you in that area where it's the potential to mm-hmm. fertilize the lawn again, if you will.
Right.
You don't want to do that.
Well, I don't. I do. Let's do it.
Really?
Let's get this thing popping. Let's populate, repopulate, take over.
I mean, but that 4 to 6 weeks, don't that feel like forever though?
It really did.
Yeah.
It really did.
It feels like forever.
Here's Dan Quinn.
Well, we have a good sense for Grady, just knowing his past. He's a hard one to keep out. I'll just leave it at that. He just finds a way. He's relentless. He's tough as they get. And so we're hopeful that Grady will be good to go. Like I said, the extra day this week, we're certainly looking forward to getting our full complement of guys and Grady and McKinley and Fowler all out there ripping together. And so we're hopeful that that'll be the case this week.
Yeah, and look, hopefully it is.
Yeah.
A story that's really not being talked about is how decimated the Falcons have been injury-wise the last couple of weeks. Because
on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Especially.
Right. And you know, Julio not being out there last week and all that. Like, but that's not really the story. You know, you had enough guys to get double-digit leads in the fourth quarter. So as much as the injuries suck, and you still were figuring it out until you weren't figuring it out. And the story is the collapses. But, yeah, hopefully we get these guys back and get out there. Today is a day off for the Falcons because they don't play till Monday. The Packers on Monday Night Football. And hopefully the extra day off helps get guys more healthy. Kendall Sheffield is going to practice tomorrow for the first time. Hopefully you get Grady back and Tack and Dante and all these guys. Because here's the thing. At full strength, the Packers present a problem.
Yeah.
Without your complement of defensive linemen, look. The Falcons are getting absolutely torched on defense anyway. Aaron Rodgers, without a competent pass rush coming after him.
Yes, it could be for a long day.
Yeah.
No question about that. But I will say this, and I'm not being a pessimist, but I guess I'm being a realist in this situation. The way that they've been playing, I don't know how many points they need to score in order for me to feel comfortable going into the fourth quarter at any point. Playing in this game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
39 is a lot.
Yes.
Of points.
When you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of points to score 39 of them.
Yeah.
And you score 39 points and don't turn the ball over, teams win 440 times.
Except for that one time.
For that one time. Falcons have a knack of being that one team. All right. Still, we're going to track Randy McMichael down eventually. I think that's it for Hugh. We appreciate it, Hugh. Thanks for hanging.
Oh, no, I got you, dog.
Oh, really?
I got you.
Oh, never mind.
I already called. Like, I'd just be starving, you know, and I'll let you pay for it.
Got the plantain chips.
Yeah, I got
plantain chips.
Yeah, we good.
Peter Moylan going to join us next from Fox Sports South. Find out what he's thinking as the Braves get set for their first playoff game today at noon. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Wednesday. The Braves get their playoff run started about an hour and 18 minutes from right now. First pitch right around noon. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. But I would know that sigh anywhere. I would know that frustrated sigh anywhere. We got him.
What's happening, man? Hi,
Randy.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, frustrated is that's the light part of where I am right now. I'm mad as hell right now.
Uh-huh.
And you know, but it is what it is. I'm so glad that you're back, and so excited about today. But more importantly, I'm just glad my partner's back, and I'm finally getting to talk to you. Thank you, Hugh Douglas, so much, brother. I do appreciate it. You can have the first 40 minutes of my paycheck for this week. So I greatly appreciate that, brother.
We got Randy back, again, kind of dealing with some weird technical stuff today. I'm in studio for the first time in 6 months. Our main connection isn't working, so Randy's on like a backup line. Anyway, we've got Randy now, which is great. We've also got Peter Moreland. Peter Moreland joining us from the Fox Sports South Braves broadcast as the Braves playoff run, like we said, gets started in just over an hour. First and foremost, Peter, thanks for jumping on with us. Exciting day today.
It's a really exciting day. It's been 12 months in the making. Obviously, there was a bad taste left in everyone's mouth last year, but nothing takes that away like a win today.
Peter, I know a lot of people were talking about this matchup, gritty hitting versus good pitching. But, I mean, in your experience of covering these games, how this with this lineup that the Braves have you seen one better than this from 1-9?
No, I haven't, honestly. I was speaking to Mark Bowman yesterday, and the only comparison he could come up with was, in fact, the 2003 Braves team, which had Chipper, Andrew, Harvey, you know, just a bunch of bangers. And then when they came up to the playoffs, they had to face Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor. So it's kind of a very similar situation. But I think that we get a couple of hits off Bauer early, and the confident Conor McGregor walk and Trevor Bauer might walk his way off the mound early.
Yeah, he does. He's got a little cockiness about him. There's no doubt about that, and it would be fun to knock him off that pedestal. You bring up an interesting point, though. Like, to not have seen an offense as potent as this maybe since 03, the Reds certainly haven't seen an offense like this all season. Like, they played in the NL Central where the offenses just weren't good. So I have to wonder, you know, knowing what the Braves have, and do we really know how good the Reds' starting pitching is, given that they haven't come up against an opposition like this at all this season?
That's what I think adds to the beauty of what's happening with these playoffs, is that, you know, we've basically been stuck in our own little biodome for the whole season, and now we get to expand into the other side of the country and see how the other half lives. But you can be more correct. No, it's the unknown, man. It's like it's okay. So Trevor Bauer's had this amazing season. Four of the NL Central teams make the playoffs, but their offenses are nowhere near as good as the NL East teams. So is pitching going to take? They say good pitching beats good hitting, but I'm going to bet the other way. You can't go through our lineup with basically two MVPs and expect to pitch around those guys and not get hurt by someone else. That's the beauty of our lineup. You can't just rely on two guys. It's the whole nine that will crush Bauer today.
Peter, any surprises on the roster that Brian Snicker put out a little while ago?
I looked at it, and the first thing I saw was Charlie Culberson's name, which was obviously something that fired me up. But I was shocked. There wasn't many surprises in the pitching. Luke Jackson, unfortunately, gets left off. But seeing Charlie back, I think it just speaks to the difference that these playoffs are, like the different style of baseball these playoffs are going to bring. You saw it a little bit last night with the AL teams, guys using starters for four innings and then having the relievers come in for the rest of the game. You know, it's just a different style of baseball, and I'm here for it.
Peter Moreland joining us here from Fox Sports South. And again, they'll have your post-game coverage right after the Braves game wraps up. What's it like for a reliever, knowing that that's likely going to be the case? And Brian Snicker said yesterday he's hopeful that Max Fried can go five innings. In my mind, I'm hopeful Max Fried can go seven or eight innings, but I know that it's a different day. When you're a relief pitcher going into a situation where you know the starter might only go four, and that's the plan, what's your mentality?
Well, it's been that way all year, really, with the starting pitchers that we've had. The bullpen's had to carry a lot of the load, so nothing really changes there. I don't see if Max is cruising. I see no way that Snit brings him out after four or five innings. Again, I'm not the manager, but I feel like if you look at what Gerrit Cole was able to do last night, if Max can go six, seven, even eight innings and save that pen for tomorrow, then it's basically we have no question. So I don't see him pulling the trigger on Max really early now. The other two guys, it's a different story, especially if we don't win today. If we don't win today, tomorrow is just going to be, if you give up a hit, you must be out. You're going to see guys warming up in the first inning. It's going to be crazy.
And that was going to be my question to you, is your confidence level in those other two young pitchers? I mean, we know they have the ability, but the playoffs are a different animal. And like I anticipate something similar to that. If they have a rough two-hit inning in the first, I mean, are you sure that they won't go bullpen the rest of the way?
Not sure. That's the unknown of one, how the young guys are going to handle the playoff atmosphere minus the crowds, Again, I can only speak to Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole talked last night about how it actually felt like a playoff game. You could feel the intensity even though there was no crowd there. So it could be a case where how quickly Ian can get a hold of his nerves. But looking at what he did for the last month of the season, I don't think nerves are going to be an issue.
Peter Moylan joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy as we get set for Braves and Reds in just over an hour from right now, game one of the best of three series. You mentioned earlier, Peter, and it's a great point, how all season teams have basically been playing in their little bubble. You got your division and then the teams geographically in the division from the other league. You haven't seen the Reds. You haven't seen anyone on the West Coast. Who does the unknown tend to benefit in baseball? Like, all these teams don't know each other. You know, pitching, sure, hitting, whatever. Like, who does the unknown tend to benefit?
I feel like, honestly, you hear a lot of hitters talk about not having seen a pitcher before and the advantage going to the pitcher. But we've seen Bauer before, and we've done a pretty good job against him. So I'm not worried about that. On the flip side, they've never seen Ian Anderson or Kyle Wright. So I feel like it's advantage us. Now, again, they are young guys, and there are going to be nerves, but it's about playing off the balances. Who's going to break first effectively? And as I said earlier, so much pressure is on this first game. Because I was speaking to a few people yesterday, and if the Braves don't win this first game, panic sets in, I feel like.
Yeah.
100% agree.
Yeah, it's, they have the depth of the starting pitching. I've had a look at their bullpen. It's okay. It's certainly not a weakness. It's not as good as ours, but it's certainly not a weakness. But again, if Maxi can get us six innings today, I feel like win this one and then it's over.
And one more thing from me, Peter, Alex Anthopoulos was on our station yesterday talking about, you know, Ronald feeling a little uncomfortable with the wrist. Is there any, you know, worry on your part? I mean, you know this team better than we do.
Yeah, look, a wrist injury is always frightening for a hitter, let's be honest.
Right.
But I feel like there's also, there's not much to lose. If it's going to go, it's going to go. I don't think they're going to put him in a situation where he could potentially really hurt himself. But I feel like if it's something that he can manage himself, he'll be honest too. We watched it with Freddie last year. Freddie tried to battle through an elbow injury for the playoffs last year, and I'm so glad he's healthy this year. But hopefully Ronald can power through and give us some heat from that leadoff spot.
Well, Peter, we appreciate it, man. We'll all be watching together in just over an hour from right now, and we'll send folks your way when the game's over as well. I know Fox Sports Southeast has Braves Live postseason edition. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Peter.
Fantastic. Excited, man.
Yeah, absolutely. The playoffs are upon us. That's Peter Moylan, former Brave, now works with Fox Sports South. A lot of good stuff there. The unknowns of these two teams, the panic in a three-game series of losing game one. I mean, that's real stuff, and... You know,
where's the panic at? It's on our side. Like,
it's us, right? It's
fans.
That also goes with what's just been going on in our lives as Atlanta sports fans over the last couple of weeks. It's just kind of a panicky time. We'll be right back. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Randy is with us now.
Yeah.
I'm here too. Like, it's kind of back to normal. It'll be back to normal coming up in like 8 minutes. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.